Hello. Today is Friday, the 26th of July, and we're here with more nonsense.
Not yet.
This one should be, like, not well, super crazy.
Robot AI.
But nonsense is also in this
and
episode.
And nonsense. Yeah, make them
that's
wait for the nonsense.
Here. Yeah.
That's the big closer.
There's some sad stories in nonsense. They didn't make me laugh.
Anyway. Yeah. Well, we'll give a trigger warning for those stories. We did the drowning story last week. That wasn't... I mean, the headline makes it sound like, oh, an idiot drowned because they were trying to make a selfie, but that wasn't the story. And I was like, oh, that's just sad. Anyway.
I've made myself sad.
Yeah. Anyway, first let's talk about robots and AI. But wait.
There's more.
Are we talking about AI? Because in this case, we're not really talking about AI. Who decides what's AI and what's not AI? Because in this situation...
Researchers easily trick Cylance's AI-based antivirus into thinking malware is goodware. By taking strings from online gaming program and appending them to malicious files, researchers were able to trick the AI-based antivirus engine into thinking programs like WannaCry and other malware are benign. This is a very important and interesting story because of what it talks about, but also because if you look at what's happened in the industry in the last year or so, 2 years... A lot of companies have gotten a lot of venture capital to be like, we've got our AI monitoring software. But it turns out that just like the holographic banana, make the AI was like, what is this? And it was a banana with a sticker on it. And it was like, I have no idea what that is. It's like that. We're at that stage with AI. The AI is not very intelligent.
But is it? Can we call it an AI? When it's just searching, it's just string searching.
Yeah.
And what's intelligence about that?
It's not.
Right, so it's not that it's bad AI, it's probably that it's just not AI.
My Fortune 500 company depends on AI security software. Short that stock. Short it
so
now.
So basically what they did is they figured out that certain, because it's hard to tell certain games apart from certain malware, because it's trying to get outside of your network. But if it's a game, you want it to, right?
And also spy on what programs are running and...
Anti-cheat type stuff.
Yeah.
So they figured out, it's like, hey, these lines in this code are what lets... every time we find a game that needs to be whitelisted, it shares these lines. Let's just look for those. And so, yeah, the researchers figured out, it's like, they're just looking for these lines. This isn't AI at all. And they were right. Too bad. Now, we talked about the Amazon recognition with a K.
That's in Orlando. They've scrapped that.
Oakland banning facial recognition. San Francisco. What was the other one?
It was somewhere in Massachusetts.
Was it?
I think it was in New England somewhere.
I thought it was Minnesota.
No, I'm pretty sure it was Massachusetts.
It was in New England. Anyway, it seems like the U.S. is tentatively stepping away from facial recognition. But you know who's not stepping away from facial recognition?
London. The London Metro Police. Their face recognition system is now only misidentifying people 81% of the time. Oh. That is a marked improvement. What was it last time? Like 99%?
100. It was 100% wrong.
100 plus or minus 1%.
Yeah. So 19%. I was at in 2 years, I think.
Well, I mean... Just criminals have, you know...
You got to think there's some diminishing returns there, right? So another 5 years, we should be at 75. But they stand by it. They say, no.
We're going to put people in jail based on this?
We don't regret this. We're going to keep paying a bunch of money for it.
I regret nothing.
So congratulations.
You played yourself.
Well, they really didn't. I don't think they gave them a vote. Although, you know, they lost the lottery of being born in London. That's the problem.
This next story is my favorite.
We talk a lot about
it belongs in nonsense.
Driverless cars. And the big what was the company that was it Uber, the company that had the one that killed the woman?
Yeah, the that driver was not paying attention and it was very dark and the AI was just like, nope.
But the person who died just waltzed right out in front of a car.
Yeah.
I mean, let's not forget that. And where does the line be drawn where the pedestrian has some kind of responsibility, right? Yeah. And in this story, you really have to question that.
So this the headline from The Verge is the pedestrian collision has put Vienna's driverless bus trial on hold. The city has paused Novaya's rollout. And so what happened According to witnesses, what happened was there was a person who was on their phone and had headphones, and they stepped into the side of the bus. Like, they weren't even hit head-on. They literally just stepped into the side of the moving bus.
How embarrassing is that? Like, do you think someone was watching? They were sitting in the bus when it happened?
Probably. The bus was moving, but only at 7 miles per hour.
Yeah.
And, like you say, even if it had been sitting still, I think the injuries would have been the same, which was some scrapes to the knee.
Yeah, minor injuries. So,
yeah. I'm surprised you would take this stance on this story as someone who constantly stares at your phone while you're walking.
I don't step into traffic
yet
while I'm on my phone.
Yet.
It only takes once.
That's probably what this person said, too.
We've been talking about cool things that you can 3D print. There was the body armor last week. There was the house. And we're getting better and better at this 3D printing thing. And this perhaps is the ultimate frontier for 3D printing.
Engadget has this story about NASA backing a demo that will 3D print spacecraft parts in orbit. They're giving this company like $77 million. But they're gonna 3D print holders or something for solar panels.
Solar sails.
So this thing is going to collect five times more solar energy, up to five times more solar energy, by 3D printing what it needs to unfurl a solar sail or solar panels or whatever.
Well, I don't think...
How would that work?
The solar sails aren't getting printed. It's the arms.
Yeah.
So rather than take those big-ass arms up on a shuttle...
Yeah.
Although, like...
Wouldn't it be so cold? Wouldn't that make it brittle? Like, whatever material they used?
Well, I think they're printing it inside.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Pressurized. But as far as mass, is the substrate
It's the same mass.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense, does it? I guess in terms of, like, storage.
It is the maximum storage efficiency because it's solid.
Yeah.
At best.
And it's going to be like a lattice work.
Or spooled or whatever.
Yeah. So... cool, and it makes those solar whatevers way more efficient because you can print these long-ass arms and they can unfurl. But they've only ever done this kind of thing once, and it wasn't in the vacuum of space.
I was going to say, I feel like this might not go well. But.
Well, the mathematical model says that they will be able to collect about five times more solar energy at most. So even if they only collect three times more solar energy than traditional methods, that would still be a win.
Well, but the thing is, like, what if the printer screws up?
Yeah.
Because there's no fixing it. If you get a clogged header.
It's like, spacewalk? No.
You got to go out there with a giant paperclip. Get in that nozzle. This story was amazing to me. We have done stories before about salmon farming. You remember that one?
Yeah, the one that was like the parasites were a problem.
Sea lice, yeah. So some people came up with the idea of using lasers that used image recognition to tell the difference between a salmon and a sea lice and blast and burn them off. I don't know if that ever took off, but this seems like a better plan.
Yeah. Remote-controlled salmon farms to operate off of Norway by 2020. These giant instrumented pens will monitor the health of millions of fish and feed them automatically.
So there's the top of it, but actually the real action goes on way below the surface. Look at that thing. So the salmon actually live down in here. And the other problem was feeding. So like if you just shovel food on top of that thing, it just drifts away.
Yeah.
And they can't get it. So the feeding is actually going to go on automated under there. And they're going to have cameras to figure out where the fish are at any given time and blast food out to them. And they live deep enough that the sea lice need sunlight, the salmon don't. So if they live deep enough, no sea lice.
Nice. Yay, salmon's not going to be extinct. Can we do this for tuna? Because tuna's getting kind of pricey. I need cheaper tuna because tuna is delicious.
I don't think so. So the beautiful thing about salmon...
I eat tuna way too much considering how much like mercury content that is.
Salmon have the like freshwater-saltwater crossover thing. So they can start these in a farm environment in fresh water. And then when they hit a certain age,
you dump them in the tank.
Throw them in that thing. Yeah, so I don't think you could do that with tuna.
As I was reading the story, the imagery of like the Matrix robots tending to human babies was sort of the vision of what I had with like the robotic farm.
I thought about that. I don't know. I suppose you have to reload the food, right?
Yeah.
But like, what if humanity got wiped out And this robot was just carefully tending to the salmon year after year.
We've got an idea for the next WALL-E movie. It's going to be the robot that was tending the salmon.
A group of human survivors show up and like they're super excited because they have a food source, but the robot's gone rogue and it's like, no, you can't kill my fish. Yeah, I've kept them alive for years.
And it keeps drowning them.
Yeah.
Horror movie style. They just find their friends floating. This we often have stories about interesting robots, and the challenge of robots is like, what do you do with them, right? You come up with a novel robot idea, but what function does it serve? And they keep talking about in this story, it's like, oh, it can do all kinds of things. They never really give us an example. I'm not sure what these
sorts,
would do.
Just things.
Swarm robots mimic ant jaws to flip and jump. They've got lots of video of them flipping and jumping and avoiding obstacles, and you should check that out because it's really cool. But in terms of like, we're going to have a swarm of these that are going to, you know, save a burn victim or something. It's no.
There's just, yeah, don't see that happening.
They're gonna rescue. They, it's like, no, we can't.
They got some footage of it.
Too much video.
They got some footage of it. Oh, there's jumping.
Yeah. So there's just
rough terrain. They had one where it was pushing a block.
Yeah.
They have some gifs. Oh yeah, here we go. So these two. The cool thing about it is, so they have roles. These two are the pushers, and they don't really know how far to push it. That's why the leader decides. And the monitor is just like, okay, I want you to push it here where I am. And then he's going to let the messenger know to flag the leader to tell them to stop.
Neat.
So working together like that, oh, it's making noise. That makes sense, but do we really need to move blocks around that badly? Like, what do you think five of these guys costs?
Now, this is cool research, because eventually we're going to have nanobots. Like, we have to get this technology a little bit farther along so that we can have, like, the nanobot technology that's in the new Terminator movie, for example. That was, like, the silver liquid Terminator. It's microscopic versions of those.
I thought you were going to make a joke about, Factorio. The robotics network.
Now, the coolest thing about these guys is you can kind of tell by their appearance, they're just flat circuit boards. And then you cut them and fold them, and they become these little ant things.
Yeah, they're using MEMS and springs, so little filaments that actuate depending on if there's an electric current passed through them, which is really awesome.
They didn't say anything about battery life. I wonder how long they can scoot around on one battery.
Probably not long.
Because the batteries have got to be small.
Those MEMS wires are not super efficient.
Here's something that I think everybody can get excited about. Yeah. Why wouldn't you want one of these, right?
Flamethrower drone will soon be a thing
Smash
you can buy.
Smash that play button. Hit it.
So, well, we saw this before. That it was being used to clear power lines in China.
Ooh.
So
now the best part of the video, let's see if we can find it, is the hornet's nest.
Oh. I need this.
There it is. There's the hornet's nest. First person. Look at this. This is a fun video game. And then, boom. Goodbye, Mr. Hornets.
Wow.
Yeah.
That seems like a great way to start a forest fire.
It really does.
Like a really good way. It's cool, but
it uses some sort of like plasma ignition method that can apparently never fail, and it can hold I think a gallon of fuel, which is
15 seconds.
No, I think it was like a minute 30.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, if you're just like a burst, full burst, not never letting up on the button, you got a minute 30 of flame.
Definitely enough to cause a forest fire.
Maybe it was a minute 15. Here is the one issue. It's 1,500 just for the flamethrower part, not the flying part.
Oh, yeah. That's a
If you want to kit it completely out and have them do all the work for you and put the optics on it and everything, you're looking at about 10 grand.
I think that's a worthy Patreon stretch goal.
Look at it.
So you could kill the snake pit in your yard.
That would definitely burn my house down.
I think the guy that ran the chicken restaurant in Breaking Bad needed this on his little patrol route because they could have used it to get the shoes from the power lines that the guy shot to put the drugs on the truck to trigger the DEA.
Spoilers.
That would probably be bad for a power line.
No, the power lines can because you could. That's they were clearing them in China.
Oh yeah, they had some of that to like kudzu type stuff on it.
Yeah, kudzu vines are a real problem.
So you just it's like, oh, there's shoelaces up there. It's like deploy the drone, and you know,
that'd be a fun job. Now, moving on to nonsense, and this story I feel is really trying hard to get a clickbait headline.
Yes.
I don't understand it very
well.
100%.
Where do you draw the line between certain kinds of video? Right? I mean...
So the headline is, your Netflix and porn addictions are contributing to global warming. I think that there's a lot of other things you do that contribute a lot
a
more
lot
to global,
more.
Global
yeah,
warming than
like
that.
A lot more.
What if instead of streaming... Okay, somebody can do this math, and I know some of you Aspies will do it. The difference between streaming of an hour... Or let's say, what's the average movie? An
hour
and 45?
Yeah.
Streaming for an hour and 45 minutes or driving 10 minutes both ways to a video store, which is what we used to do, picking up a video that's been printed on plastic, factor in the plastic and the, you know, the DVD creation into it, driving back home and then running a motor. An electric motor for an hour and 45 minutes.
Assume that that DVD is only going to be rented 25 times in its entire lifetime.
And then thrown into a landfill, most likely.
And then
likely.
Thrown into a landfill.
Shredded so it's not resold, so it doesn't hurt the sales value, right?
Yeah.
I think we're better off. But of course, you know, you get to put porn in your headline. And oh, sad. Who was that? Daily Dot. How dare you?
I don't want any Daily Dots anymore.
Wendell wanted to cut this one, but I think it's hilarious because the people at Bud Light were like, all right.
It's an official announcement. It's official.
Yeah.
This is big news story. What can we do to be a part of it?
I feel like this is a little bit insensitive, honestly. Like,
Bud Light is offering free beer to any alien that makes it out of Area 51.
How dare they assume that an alien can consume beer safely? How dare they?
They also came up with a special can.
Oh,
what do you think about
cool.
that, Krista?
I actually think that's amazing.
I think that they should have clarified... space alien as opposed to the undocumented migrant that may have been.
I was just about to say that. If you're undocumented, I would go to the Area 51 thing and then I'd be like, hey, Bud Light.
Where's my beer?
I made it out. Let's start drinking. Me and 100 of my buddies made it out. Where's our beer?
Man, do you think people would be like, the people who are raiding it, you think they're like, oh yeah, I'm going to find an alien, and then it's like just another horrible camp? It's like, oh no.
Oh, you mean like an immigrant camp?
Yeah, an immigrant camp.
Well, yeah. Well, probably what would happen is you'd call up Bud Light and you'd be like, hey, I'm illegal. Give me my beer. And they'd just pass that on to ICE.
Yeah.
I wonder if there are advanced alien civilizations around. I wonder if we're some sort of like nature preserve for them. And if they start noticing this kind of stuff in our broadcasts, they're like, oh, no, it's cool. They're aware of us. And they just stop in and say hi.
I don't know. I mean... You got to think, what would we do, right? So here's the I think the factor that some
history's
people,
filled with lots of terrible examples.
But also, space is so... Now, of course, when you're spacefaring at that level, maybe not. But the first people, the first Earthlings that will ever encounter other life, if they do, will be heavily tied into the government.
Yeah.
So those are the people who are coming, not like the standard... I love you, aliens.
space tourists. It's like, oh, right, we're going to go to the nature preserve and look at the backward.
that planet was trashed. I much prefer the others.
Here's another story that's got nothing to do with technology, except the use of surveillance cameras in order to catch these horrible people. Unfortunately, they don't have a video with this story.
Oh.
I mean, I kind of wanted to watch it, but I kind of didn't.
Michigan pool pooper caught on camera, banned for summer.
Dumper.
I think that's a light sentence.
Yeah. I don't remember what happened, but something happened when I was reading this and something crashed or it was complaining about an ad blocker or something, so I Googled it. And one of the Google results was a newspaper article. Like, you know how Google puts the old newspaper articles on? And it was from, like, 1963. And I was thinking about, that's an interesting juxtaposition of, like...
The more things change,
yeah,
the
it's
more
like,
they stay the same.
Well, the 1963 article was, like... You know, we thought it might be like a kid or somebody that was mentally retarded, but then it happened only when like a certain, you know, group of people was having like some kind of pool event day. So it's like it had to not be a kid or somebody, and it would, and they had a funny word for mentally retarded, but the, you know, it's like it was not
what you're you've still
what
used
you
the
just
wrong
said.
Word.
Well, yeah. Good job.
The other problem here is look at the clarity of this water. If
well,
you're trying to
photo.
If you're trying to communicate a pool pooper, I don't think this is what you show.
No.
Now, Krista, you said you had some insight here.
There's, well, I was excited because, like, the weekend of 4th of July, I was like, you know, I'm going to go swimming. It's really nice and hot, and, like, the local pool here has a lap pool. It's also got, like, a water park area, and I was like, well, I don't really want to go to the water park, but I want to go swim some laps because that side doesn't always allow kids all day, so that's kind of nice. So I, like, pack up my bag, and I go over there. I'm all excited, and then I'm like, no one's in the lap pool. So I go over to a lifeguard, and I'm like, is this one open? And they're like, someone pooped in it.
Was it open, though? Was it an option?
No, it was being shocked because someone pooped in it. And then I checked their social media later, and they were like, please always double-check that your kids have gone to the bathroom, because apparently they'll be pool
poopers.
Sometimes
it's not kids.
And well, I this wasn't.
Or maybe it wasn't. They seem to think that it was a child, though. Maybe, I don't know how they determined that. I assume maybe by the size of the poops.
But yeah, I mean, Wendell alluded to this. This wasn't an accident.
This guy wasn't, no.
This was repetition.
Yeah.
So much that they installed cameras. And for the rest of the summer, there is like a poop agent on patrol at all times at this pool. And God knows what that's costing the taxpayers.
Some pools, there's like a chemical that they put in the water. So like if it
goes green.
Yeah, yeah, if it detects it, it will change the color of the water so everyone knows.
What is it? So we're going to get cancer so we can detect the poop? I mean, it's
such
a
terrible
thing.
How often
do
you go swim? When's the last time you went swimming?
It's when I was in college. You know,
I love to swim, but I don't
similar,
get to go very often.
Similar to the story, it's just like, how stupid can you be? The gun range that I go to posted on their Facebook, which I don't use Facebook. That's the
only way to get
do.
Info about that kind of stuff.
And he had a picture of beer bottles that somebody left.
What?
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Was the post like, please don't do this?
Yeah, it was like, come on, people. This is obviously against the rules.
Did you end up going to the gun range yesterday?
No, you know what? I went outside.
And
I
was
like,
oh, it's like the surface of the sun out here.
I was like, I had to clean up one of my trees, like a big branch fell off of it, and I had to go out there and clean that up. That took me about 15, 20 minutes, and at the end of that, I was like, you know what? I think I'll stay in today.
Yeah.
I too had to be outside kind of a lot on Friday and Saturday, and it was very, very in your face, reminding you that we as a species have 50, maybe 100 years tops on this planet left. Like, max.
Bullshit. It's cyclical, you know? It'll get real bad, and then it'll get better. Unfortunately, the latter part of our lives will be, like,
really bad.
Really bad. But yeah. That's how it is.
Looking that way.
But you know what?
Patreon needs air suffer.
You know what? We might be in sort of a, you know, heat death. We'll be those old people who just die of heat because the air conditioner goes out. Nobody knows about it. But on the other hand, in this timeline, although it might be bad in that respect, on the good side, we have this combination.
T-Mobile and Taco Bell have teamed up. The new T-Mobile stores serve smartphones with a side of tacos.
That's
great.
Name
more iconic duo. We'll wait.
Okay.
You get your new phone and you can immediately get sauce all over it while you're thumbing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't understand the connection outside of both of them starting with T.
It makes absolutely no sense. And
I love it.
I mean, you want tacos more often than you want a new phone, right? At least I do. Maybe I'm weird. Maybe most people eat tacos once every 3 to 4 years.
What a sad existence that would be.
Krista wanted to delete this story, but
I wanted to delete it because it's sad.
I think that people need to know. Now, this doesn't say that he put these photos on social media. It doesn't give a lot of details at all.
Yeah,
but I got to think that he did, right?
Like, yeah.
He must have made them public somehow.
My assumption was that they didn't, that like this whole thing started because of social media, but they don't actually say. A Pennsylvania man has been charged after photographing himself with cats on his genitals.
He kind of looks like the type.
Is there
a type for that? But it, like, if you asked me if there was a type, I would probably.
But I can't. Like,
he's a little bit young, which is odd.
I'm thinking about my little fur babies, right? And
yikes.
Aside from never wanting any sort of sexual contact with them, they're such vicious little monsters. I wouldn't want my genitalia exposed to them under any circumstance. Because they attack my feet when I'm sleeping. And they go hard, too.
Is that something that, like, gets better as they get older, because like Rue used to do that when she was a little puppy.
You know, I've been
do it anymore.
I've been waiting for them to grow up. They're seven. Well, they were born the first of the year, so they're right at 8 months now, closer to eight, and they're wilder than they've ever been. And then somebody on the Twitch chat said, "Oh no, between 7 and 14 months is the dark time." So
you have that to look forward to. Yeah.
I heard a rhyme about labs that was chew till they're two, shed till they're dead. So
oh, the shedding.
Hopefully Rue's chewing days are almost over.
The shedding is off the charts. Like I've just got, it's like tumbleweed rolling through the house. And I'll vacuum, and 10 minutes later I see another.
You
got
to get that air filter I sent you.
I got the glove, the de-shedding glove.
Yeah.
And that just angers them. Like they want to fight it.
Yeah.
So I have to hold their little paws and like rapidly de-shed them, but it takes off a lot of...
Can you pick up one of those locally, or is that only an Amazon thing? Because I need to get one of those for somebody else.
No, you can get them at Meijer, but they're $15. But they work, I'll tell you. I mean, it takes the fur off. If your cat will tolerate it, it really takes
the
fur off.
Which cat are you thinking of, Wendell?
Mom's cat.
I was going to say, that cat hates everyone, so I don't know if it would tolerate it.
I don't know.
It's kind of... I think the reason they don't like it is it's like a rubbery material. I think it pulls the hair a little bit, but that's what makes it so effective. So I don't care. Listen, they're getting deferred, even if we have to fight about it. Remember that time that China had that space station and it fell out of the sky?
Oh,
and
wait.
Everybody was like, is that going to fall on us? And it's like, I don't know.
Oh, don't worry about it.
We got lucky. It fell in the ocean. And in order to not have that happen again, they're purposely bringing this one down.
Chinese space station Tiangong 2 is about to fall from space. Is this like do-over edition? Or was the first one Tiangong? Because that's funny.
No, yeah, Tiangong 1 was the one that almost fell on us.
Was that mentioned in the movie Gravity? I remember she has to go to a Chinese space station. I don't know if they picked one from real life. The name sounds familiar.
Tiangong 9.
It's fine. It still works. The reason they're bringing it down is because they lost that other one. They're afraid. They're like, okay, not any chances with this one. So, July 19th. Okay, so
by the time this airs, it will have happened.
It will burn to cinders and possibly drop a couple pieces in the ocean.
Hopefully not killed anyone in Australia.
Yeah, we literally just got lucky last time. Like, it totally could have fallen on us. And I think some pieces did go into the ocean. So if it had been over land, it would have probably hit something.
Bloop.
Wait, you think your insurance would cover that?
Home probably insurance? Not. No.
Although, no, because it's such an unusual thing, they would just be like, no.
Yeah. A lot of times, they won't even cover stuff like flood unless you have a special
clause.
Send
a bill to the Chinese Space Agency.
They'll honor that.
This is a sad one.
Yeah, I don't know why this was put in nonsense. I mean, I'm fine to cover it.
Where else would we put it? So, I thought for a moment that this might have been like a pissed off weeb. Where it was like, I don't like what you did with my waifu in this latest anime, and I'm angry about it. Turned out that's not exactly what it was.
And also, people died.
Yeah. A lot of people died.
The Verge has apparent arson attack devastates Kyoto Animation Studio with dozens confirmed dead. 33 at the time we're filming dead, and
I think 40. I think got to 40.
Oh, 40. Wow.
And now,
quite a few more injured.
They have updated. They've figured out why he did it. He claims that this animation studio stole from him, stole his ideas.
Hmm.
Whether he really did, or he just like came up with an idea and they did something similar. They've also said, unsurprisingly, that he has some mental issues.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if they did steal from him, but like,
the building doesn't seem large enough that there would be that many people inside, but I guess.
Well, it was multi-story.
Yeah.
That was the problem. Like, they couldn't. He burned the door and the stairs, and he was actively spreading gasoline. He actually burned himself.
Hmm.
He's sedated right now because he's got like second-degree burns all over his body.
Wow. There was something else that was really interesting about this animation studio, but I've forgotten. They're really well respected because they were one of the few animation studios that did not pay animators per animation that they drew, but they got salary. And so it was like, oh, that's actually a good place to work because you get salary.
That's the worst mass death thing that's happened there since, I think, 2001 or something. Or maybe it was 2009.
Yeah.
So.
It's bad.
Bad time for him. Amazon Prime Day came and went. Did you find any deals at Prime Day?
No.
I didn't buy anything.
There was
I don't buy stuff on Amazon a lot though.
We missed the deal of the century.
I've been thinking about getting a PS4, and they had one that was pretty cheap, like a deal with games I actually wanted. But it was one of those like, oh, the wait list is full. Why'd you show me this?
Bezos, did you design this as like you're worse than Jigsaw? You've designed some sort of puzzle here, and it's just... Yeah.
But some people did get an amazing deal. And when we say amazing deal...
Like, it's incredible.
We are understating.
Amazon accidentally sold $13,000 plus camera gear for $100 on Prime Day. So this article has some examples. There were Canon lenses. There was like the Sony A7 III kit, some zoom lens, a $13,000 zoom lens. A lot of these orders actually did ship. I think Amazon canceled some of them, but the stuff that... Because Amazon's so fast on doing things. It was like, orders in, ship it, sounds good.
Yeah.
So there were people posting on like on Reddit and other places like, here's the stuff that I got from Amazon Prime Day, and it was just shockingly cheap.
So they actually tracked down... there are these forums where you can go and find deals and stuff, you know. And they actually had like a little bit of a timeline of what happened. Some guy bought one of the cameras for $99. I can't remember what the value... It was like about $100. Oh, yeah, $94.48. So it's like, wow. Everything was $94.48. So he found this camera, one of these two cameras, I think, for $94.48. He's like, oh my God, they've made a pricing mistake. And then, you know, a couple minutes later, there's another post. It's like, no, all the camera equipment is $94.48. And then a couple more minutes go by, and then someone posts, the bundles are $94.48. So God knows, how much do you think they lost?
Oh.
I think they probably lost all their inventory on hand and then just canceled after that. So probably on the order of a few million dollars, which is not terrible for Amazon. I mean, they're probably, this press articles, they're probably getting more.
But for the camera companies who make the equipment, that
sucks. Amazon's going to cover that, though.
Yeah, I think this was, you know, just what Amazon had on hand in the warehouse. So maybe they did. Maybe this was 40 chess. Maybe Bezos is, you know, Prime Day didn't have enough hype.
So you've got a trawl, like next Prime Day, you've got a trawl.
Well, a lot of people were complaining Prime Day was kind of boring, and then this happened.
I don't know. That would be a good move, maybe.
Maybe.
It's a meme that's pretty played out that Hollywood is out of ideas. Right?
Yes, this story confirms that.
They're just recycling everything they can.
100% confirmed.
They're getting, we did the emoji movie. Like,
confirmed.
What is the emoji movie? And so it's like, how deep can they go into old intellectual property? What can they scrape off the bottom of that barrel?
We've gone past bedrock. We're entering the mantle.
It's starting to get warm.
Space Invaders. Space Invaders is on New Line's launch pad. Mortal Kombat's Greg Russo to script an alien invasion pick. Scroll down. Let's see what we're working with here.
Well, yeah. Right. We really don't have anything.
Yeah, that's what we're working with. Space
Can't
Invaders.
Can't wait to see the artwork for that.
100%. This is just going to be some arbitrary, generic sci-fi space invasion movie, and they're just like, look, it's got a video game tie-in.
Well, but he doesn't have to worry about going off the rails because there aren't any rails. Did Space Invaders have a story?
No.
There's already a Space Invaders story. Will Smith's 4th of July. How about that?
Independence Day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
And they just made a sequel to that.
So. Space Invaders 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, I don't really know. Also, if you're going for nostalgia, you're hitting a pretty old audience here.
Yeah.
Because what year was Space Invaders?
It was technically before my time, though. We played it at the arcade.
It was before our time.
Like 78, 77?
Yeah.
I mean... I like what they did with the new Disney Tron movie, where there was a lot of, you know, Tron, because Tron was kind of ahead of its time. But there's not enough material to work with there on Space.
When you
Space.
Say new, you mean that one that came out like
10 years
ago?
Yeah.
People in the audience would be like, "Is there a new Tron movie?"
No.
I saw the original Tron. Damn it,
Krista. I know that you are super, super interested in ticks.
I don't like them. They don't seem to like me. I almost never get ticks. I get lots of mosquito bites, but no ticks.
Maybe you're part of the control in this experiment.
I don't know. House orders Pentagon to say if it weaponized ticks and released them.
Probably the answer, if you have to ask the question.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of like, yes. Like, part of me is like, that sounds like a conspiracy theory, but it's like, that also sounds like it could be true.
Well, Lyme disease is a particularly vicious disease. And I was surprised that, like, 300,000 people a year get it.
Yeah, like, it's very common. And, like, even just going out in your yard, even if you're not, like, out in the woods, I mean, you can still get a tick.
I bet Snake Valley is packed with ticks.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So they had this program. Somebody wrote a book about it. And that's how we're finding out about it. But they had this program back in the day to try. It's like, maybe we should create some bioweapons. Why not? What could go wrong? And so the question is Lyme disease a result of bioweapon testing in the U.S.?
Stay tuned and we'll find out. Interesting. We don't know.
Interestingly, there was a vaccine released for Lyme disease in the late 90s, and it had a fairly decent efficacy rate, but there was, I think it was literally like 50 people in the trial for it had arthritis symptoms, which were later proved to like not have anything to do with the vaccine, so they pulled it from shelves and it's never come back out again.
Well, they wanted to keep the weaponization effective.
I know. I was like, really? That would be amazing if there was a vaccine for that. Really?
Our next story is definitely for you, Krista.
I don't mind this song.
But
if I was homeless, this would not keep me awake.
But a loop of this and one other song, and it's all night long while you're trying to sleep? The other song is Raining Tacos. I don't know that one.
I've never heard that one.
Maybe we should check that one out. Anyway, if you've ever gone to a park or something and you saw those little metal studs on the benches, and you're like, why are the metal studs on the benches? It's to keep homeless people from sleeping on them. You'll also see that in some alcoves of some businesses where you'd be out of the rain or whatever. Because certain places don't want homeless people to be there.
Certain places are convinced that treating the symptom rather than the disease is effective.
Yeah.
So, this city, West Palm Beach, they didn't want to go that route. That seemed a little, maybe, medieval. So they went a more high-tech route.
City hopes Baby Shark song will drive the homeless away.
Now, if you want to, you can pause and come back if you've never heard that.
Krista, give us a few bars.
It's a... Baby shark doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Baby shark doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Baby shark doo-doo-doo-doo.
I think we'll get content out of you.
Probably.
Mommy shark. There's like a different move. And then, oh no, I think baby is this. I was doing Grandma Shark. Grandma Shark has no teeth. It was a popular song when I was a kid, and then recently some YouTube channel for kids like did their own version for it, and now it's very popular again.
Fun fact, sharks may be immortal, so Grandma Shark teeth just as sharp, just as numerous as...
Well, their teeth always grow back, right?
Yeah.
No, well, listen, the song and the movements that we learned as a kid were not scientifically accurate, so...
See, that's what's wrong with the
They didn't have
US
family
education.
Units either.
It's like it's nature's perfect killing machine, and children need to not understand sharks as anything other than nature's perfect killing machine.
The other thing that would be inappropriate or, you know, incorrect about that, I don't think that they worry about family lineage or
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, they don't have family.
It's like they just poop out those babies and keep swimming.
Yeah. Poop out those babies.
If you survive, great. If not. So, yeah, this park, and they say it's a banquet facility, actually. Okay.
It's in West Palm Beach, Florida, because where else would it be?
Which is a great place to be if you're homeless, right?
I'll say Florida and California because they're so nice and warm.
Yeah,
like,
nice
wild.
Weather. And they interviewed a guy who sleeps there, and he was like, yeah, it's really bad, but you know what? I'm going to keep sleeping here.
Yeah, that wouldn't bother me. Like, that would not, especially when you're really tired, like, that wouldn't deter you.
You can get a pair of those foam earplugs for like 97 cents.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just being exhausted because you've been trying to find a place to sleep all night.
Or
that'll do it.
You could be drunk. Or on in drugs.
Wow, 97 cents. That's cheaper than the lowest tier on Patreon by 3 cents for level one at patreon.com/level1.
I thought you were going to say that's cheaper than the lowest shelf vodka.
Oh, we used to have a guy who came in and would buy like the whole little package of the little airplane bottles of vodka.
Yeah.
And I was like, I asked one of my coworkers, I was like, why doesn't he just buy a normal big bottle? And she's like, that way you can stash him in his car. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, but why not get the big bottle and refill the little bottles?
Because he's not thinking clearly because he's drunk.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I'll just
buy
the little
ones. At the time of purchase.
Oh, yeah. No, but it's open container.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he just has those little bottles in his glove department.
Pro alcoholic tip. get the multi-pack of the little airplane bottles.
We literally like couldn't keep that particular vodka brand in stock on the little airplane bottles because that one guy, he would come in once a week and buy them.
Well, at least he was buying in bulk, though, right?
He did, yeah. I mean, like, he was a good customer. So not a particularly responsible driver, but...
You know, he's going to come in there one day, and you're not going to have him, and then from then on, you're not going to sell him anymore because he's just buying them from Amazon.
Can you buy
alcohol from Amazon?
Not in Kentucky.
Yeah. Depends on where you are.
I don't know if that guy is still alive.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Baby Shark.
Oh, I'm at LTX this weekend.
Yeah.
LTX. Go to LTX. Well, you already have to be there. But look for me at LTX.
If you're in Vancouver.